Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about reading and why we love books, why we love to read.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And what we've learned about reading that we can share with other people. This topic was suggested to us by the one and only Ramin Asemi, who's a big part of the Startup Chat crew. Ramin works on the marketing side at Closeout, but he's kind of in the background helping us with a lot of the stuff that's going on with the Startup Chat. And
yeah, you wouldn't be listening to this without his help.
That's for sure. That is for sure. And asked him recently, hey, what are some topics that we haven't talked about that you'd love to hear us talk about? And this is a question that this is a request we can share with everyone that's listening. If you have a topic that you haven't heard us talk about before, please share with us, tweet us, send us an email, let us know. And he said that he knows that we both share a deep love for reading. And he was like, it would be very compelling to hear why, how we started getting into reading, what our reading habits are today, how we think about reading, you know, in terms of how important it is for founders or startups in general. So let's talk about that a little bit. I'll jump right in and make an assumption that you've always been an avid reader. You've always been reading a lot. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, since childhood, I would read. I think it depends today on your definition of reading as to like how that's evolved, but we'll get into that. But yeah, I've definitely been reading for a while. Yeah, for sure.
Was that because, so we'll stay on the personal, we'll evolve more generically. Is that because you were just exposed to it? Like where your dad was reading a lot probably, right?
Hyper exposed to it because my dad actually used to, and he still does sometimes, but submit a lot of papers into like medical journals.
Mm.
And so he would read a lot of medical journals. And he's an anesthesiologist, and he'd always be doing studies on drugs or, you know, other things around, you know, his profession. And there was stacks of these medical journals. And I would be remiss not to admit, I've read some of them. They're kind of dry. I've read them just because they were sitting there. Like, my dad has piles. He still does, but piles and piles of them. I don't even know why he keeps them around, but he's a little bit of a hoarder when it comes to information. And so, yeah, it's just something that was all around me. My dad would read a lot. My dad would actually write a bunch, and I got to grow up with it. So it's pretty natural for me to be able to pick up a book just because they were around, even if it wasn't, you know, about, you know, like a kid's book. That being said, I wouldn't ever call myself a reader, like an avid reader, the way I've seen many of my friends read, like, you know, one book a week and stuff like that. That doesn't mean I don't do that, but I definitely don't do it in the way I've heard a lot of avid readers do, which is like, oh, this year I'm going to read one book a week or something like that. That's never really been my attitude.
Okay, well, we'll dive into that because that's going to be really interesting stuff in like your reading habits, what, you know, avid reader versus not, and what kind of reading. And I've observed some funny things with you that I'll expose to the audience.
Yay!
And I'll share some of mine as well, just to be fair. But I'll give my side of like how I got into a deep love for books, because I think it's very opposite to your side, so it might be compelling or interesting to people.
Yeah, I thought that's why you asked.
Yes.
So go for it.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for books and for my love for reading. But I grew up in the exact opposite way. So I had very little exposure to books. You know, we were a household where just the television would run 24/7. And it took me actually till I was 16 till I read a whole book. I got through school by basically just cheating in creative ways.
Yeah, we definitely align on that. Even though I was a reader, it definitely cheated a lot.
Cheated a lot. And so I was never interested in books until, you know, and this is a story I've shared many times, but maybe some listeners haven't heard this before, and I'll summarize it. You know, around the time when I was 16, I had a big argument with one of my older brothers about success in life. His point was to make a lot of money, you become academically successful and become a doctor or a lawyer, or you become a criminal kingpin, right? He was watching too many movies himself. And I didn't like these two options. I didn't want to do either of them. So we were arguing for a really long time, back and forth, until at some point he looked at me and went, all right, smartass, what's your plan for success? What are you going to do? And I had no fucking idea, right? So I was like, I don't know. And he's like, all right, then, well, we've settled this argument then. And that was a pivotal moment in my life that changed the whole direction of my life, because that made me realize that I was completely clueless. Like, I always had this inner confidence that I'm going to do big things in life, but I had no confidence. I didn't know what that meant. And that moment, that argument made me realize it in a really uncomfortable way and in a way that I couldn't ignore anymore. So that argument just stayed with me, and it made me really unhappy in a really unsettling way. And I tried to figure out, all right, what is my fucking plan? What am I going to do? And, you know, to be very, very basic and stupid, I had watched a ton of movies, right? So I'd seen the movie Wall Street. So I knew stocks were things that people can get rich with. But I didn't know what stocks were. Like, I didn't know what that meant. But I knew stocks, it seems to be something that tons of people get a lot of money with. And I knew books are places you can learn things. I had heard that. So I was like, maybe I need to investigate the stock thing and learn a little bit more about it. And that led me to go to the local bookstore. It took me actually an hour to get the courage to walk in there. I'm 60 years old. I've never been into a bookstore. And I don't know, maybe somebody asked me a question. It was an uncomfortable environment. It took actual courage for me to walk in there. Walked into the corner with all the stock and business and success books and picked up the cheapest book there was. And I actually, just as a reminder, I have this on my desk. I still have the book today. This is like, I don't know, this is a lot of years ago. I'm not even going to try to do the math. Many, many years ago. And it was a book for like, I think the translation is like $9 or something, like 10 bucks. So it was written for somebody who has 10 bucks to spare. I went home. I was hiding it. I read it when nobody was around. I didn't want people to make fun of me. And it was, you know, everything you need to know about stocks. It was written, you know, for somebody who has $9 to spare for a stock book. Like, it was very, very simple. Hence, I understood it. And that was a magical moment. I read that book and I was like, what business? That's what a business is? Stocks? That's what that is? Oh my God. And I was like, we had an episode we just recorded about teaching. And like the moment I finished the book, I was in the kitchen and I gave my mom an hour speech about stocks and how important they were. And now I can't believe that we don't own any stocks. My mom was trying to cook some Greek food for us and was like, I don't know what he's talking about. And that was such a beautiful moment of me like not being totally unaware of something, then learning something that could lead me to some answers, that it propelled me to go back and buy another book and then another book. And eventually I learned about business and entrepreneurship. And once I figured out, wait a second, I don't need anybody's permission to start a business and create value, and I could grow it perceivably as much as I want it. No, there's no limitations, that no certification I have to get, no permission. I was like, all right, this is it. Entrepreneurship, that's going to be my jam. So, and ever since then, I've been a passionate reader and I've had a love relationship with books. But that's my story. I think books have played a really important role in kind of the journey of my life up to this point. So having said all that, and having shared a little bit of our backgrounds on books, let's talk about kind of our behaviors, observations. You mentioned that you might have, different viewpoints on reading and what that even means. And you wouldn't classify yourself an avid reader that reads like a book a week or something like that. What are your reading habits today? Are you reading a book right now? Are you listening to audiobooks? Are you reading mostly articles? Like, what are your reading habits?
Yeah, just like everyone else, when physical books were the only option, I would read a lot of physical books, just like you, right? Like, that was the easiest way to read. I had a massive bookshelf of probably hundreds of books, just got rid of that whole bookshelf. And my wife, Amy, is not very happy about getting rid of it. Not because of getting rid of it. She loves that part, but the fact that it costs a lot. Those books cost a lot of money and they don't hold their value. So just got rid of literally probably like hundreds of books a few months ago. Because I wasn't opening them and reading them. And, you know, honestly, I probably only read 10 or 20% of them, like, fully. So that's my bad. Sorry, Amy. But outside of that, like, these days, my habits are I read a ton of content online. Unfortunately, these days, I am pretty cynical about most of the blog posts I read, including my own oftentimes. And I already have to curate a bunch because of my newsletter. And I don't have to. I choose to. But by doing that, I'm always looking for content and stuff that's great to share, especially around software in that case. Honestly, I'm just hungry for information. And the more knowledge and information I can acquire, the the better I feel like I can be to other people as well as myself. And I'm really into self-improvement, self-help, and a lot of that stuff. So I'll read anything I can get my hands on. And a lot of it's online. Usually I'm doing a lot of Google searches to find the best content on something. So I would say that Google helps me read a ton. And in terms of like books, I just love audiobooks because I can do them at 2 or 3x speed and get through them faster. But also I'm able to comprehend it that way. Plus I've learned that I'm not necessarily trained on speed reading, although I am pretty fast at reading, but I am much more attuned towards listening, hearing the audio really at a high speed, and I am able to grasp it and consume it. And so for me, it's like that. I know a lot of other folks like to read physical books or read and take notes with it and all that. And I do some of that. But for me, reading is just, it's knowledge, it's creativity, it feeds my brain. And so I enjoy it for that reason. And I try to get as much of it as possible.
I love it. I'll talk a little bit about my reading habits. But before I do that, I'll share a little story with the audience. There's another book that is on my desk right now that Heaton saw once when he walked into our office. It's like a really big book. It's designed really well. And it talks about a subject that typically has a very different form factor. This looks like an architecture book, although it talks about sales. Yep. And it piqued Heaton's interest immediately. And Heaton looks at it and goes, oh, this is interesting. I'm like, yeah, I'm reading. This is really well done. And as we're chatting, Heaton is like just going through the pages and scanning through the information, slowing down, looking at some of the numbers, going through the pages at a really fast pace. And we're chit-chatting